Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
M3's ticks off about 30 seconds ago. The top of the division, so Peterhouse, M2, Ed's 1, Selwyn 2, Hewsall 1, Trinity Hall 2, Clare 2, Magdalen 2, St. Cat's 2, Churchill 2, 1st and 3rd 3, King's 2, Girton 2, Jesus 3, LMBC 3, Keys 3, Clare Hall 1, Robinson 2, and Queen's 3. Is that Sam?
Yeah, Peterhouse, St. Edmunds, Selwyn and Highest Hall, followed by Trinity Hill, are all still about two boat lengths away from each other. Magdalen just about to get Clare. Magdalen are just about to get Clare. They're literally about half a boat's length away. And just behind them is St. Catherine's. They're literally another boat's length behind that.
Melissa,
can you...
Jared.
Yeah?
Melissa. Early bump here, first fish reach on Girton were bumped by Jesus as they just came underneath the motorway bridge. Looking further forward now, LMBC being hotly pursued by Keys. Keys is down half a length towards the south bank. LMBC tried to row towards the north bank, but it's not paying off. They've gone wonky, and that looks like Keys are looking good to bump LMBC. Let's go over to Mel at Grassy.
So St. Ed's is about half a length, if that, from Peterhouse. Then we've got Selwyn, who are about a length after. So they're unlikely to make their bump. St. Edmunds looks pretty confident, I think, that they are going to make the bump. Yeah, they're closing in. They're just going up the plow reach, and it looks pretty inevitable. We then have a huge gap opening up between Tithall and Clare, who are trying to fend off Magdalen. St. Cat looks like they're about to bump Magdalen, actually. They are less than half a length. They'll be getting their third whistle soon, and that looks to go. Oh no, Claire's crashed into grassy corner. So Magdalen has bumped Claire.
Mel.
Up the river.
Keys are just about to get Lady Margaret. Keys have got Lady Margaret. Keys have just bumped Lady Margaret. Just behind that, we've got Claire Hall. About two lengths behind that.
At Grassy, St. Cats has just got Magdalen, so St. Cats has got Magdalen, and Churchill is approaching. They might be held up a bit, and first and third is looking pretty strong coming up behind them. So if Churchill is obstructed by the other two crews, it may be a bump for first and third. Kings has about three lengths to close if they want to get first and third. They're all moving up the path. So there's three boats. There's Kings and first and third and Churchill, all with quite a gap between them. Let's go up, further up, to Disson Corner.
I'm at Disson Corner now. I've just seen Hughes Hall bump Selwyn. I can't see St. Edmunds gaining on Peterhouse anymore, but they were very, very close, almost overlapping the bow there. But there has been a bump Hughes Hall into Selwyn at Disson Corner. I'm waiting to see if more come round. At the moment, that's all I can see. Do you see anything happening further down the river, Tim?
Yes, it looks like St. Edmunds have just bumped up on Peterhouse too. They've both come into the bank just beyond this corner. So I can only assume that's a bump. I didn't actually see it, but it looks like it's happened.
Okay, and the sandwich boat is just coming round Grassy Corner. It looks like there's a clarification. Tithall may have crashed into the bank, and therefore Clare is claiming that they may have a bump. So that will need clarified, but I'm just watching as Queen's progresses up the plough, the final boat in the division, and there's no hope of a bump for them today, I don't think.
At Ditton Corner now, Churchill have just gone back. There's about five or six boat lengths of first and third behind them. They're not going to be getting a bump, as far as I can tell at this point. Yeah.
Clare Hall have literally just crashed. I've just realised they've crashed into the bump. First post corner, right around the back of first post corner, have literally crashed into the bump. So they're just trying to like get it out of the bank. Back down to you, Melissa.
They know what's going on.
Who do you think you've
got? Okay, Sam. So as things look so far, we've had Peterhouse MCB bumped by St. Ed's 1 late on in the course. Selwyn 2, were caught by Hughes Hall One. Now, this boat's one to watch, actually. Last year, they got Blade. Yesterday, they overbumped, and now they've bumped again today. They really are rising fast. Till looks like they crunched into the bank at Grassy and were caught by Claire Two. Maudlin tend to be the ones that are dropping like stones. They were overbumped yesterday, got bumped again by St. Cat's. And in fact, St. Cat's M2 were on the way up and bladed last year, but have bumped that yesterday and today. We're not sure about Churchill First, Thirds and Kings just yet. Gert and M2 were caught by G3 First Reach. Tim.
Yeah, so I've got, now on Long Reach, we have all of Churchill First and Third and Kings. There's at least three lengths between Churchill and First and Third. Kings, maybe two or three lengths behind that. I don't see there being a bump here, to be perfectly honest, but they're all still racing. And they're the only boats we've got onto the Long Reach so far.
So then further back, LMBC3 were caught by Keys 3 as they came on into the guts. At the back end, there was Claire Hall and Robinson. Claire Hall sounded like they ended up crashing into those moored boats. Sam was round there. Just tell us what happened when LMBC and Keys moored. What happened to the Claire Hall boats?
I didn't see exactly what happened, but I'm just watching the aftermath right now. We've had quite a few rowers in the river trying to, like, get their boat out of the bank, and it was actually sort of pushed itself into the bank, and we've got some very wet rowers.
I can see Queens coming down Long Reach behind Kings. They're a long way behind, obviously, being a sandwich boat, but I can only assume then that Robinson must have actually claimed the bump on Claire here.
So, Sam, just to clarify then, did Claire Hall hit the bank, or did they get obstructed by the other boats?
As they were going round the corner, they were very close to the south bank, and they've ended up hitting it, which allowed Robinson. Is it Robinson? No, Keys. Keys to catch them, which doesn't make sense. But they're wearing foliage.
Yeah, that's right. You are right. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. Bit of carnage at the back there, all kind of exciting. Then let me tell you the provisional results as we think they're going. Peterhouse 2 were bumped by Ed's 1 later on in the course down Long Reach. Selwyn 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1. Hughes Hall, the guys that overbumped yesterday and got blades last year. Tithall were bumped by Claire 2 after Tithall crunched into the bank round Grassy in front of Mel's eyes. Is that right, Mel?
Yeah, that is right.
So then you've got Maudlin 2 were bumped by St. Cat's 2. St. Cat's seems to be on the rise. Churchill 2, 1st and 3rd 3, and Kings 2 had lots of space in between them. Looking good for
Mike.
Three row over there. Tim?
Yeah, so I've just seen all three of those disappear under the railway bridge with plenty of water between them. So given that they're bottom nine in the division, that should mean that they'll run to the finish and there'll be no bump there.
Yeah, they've just got a bit further to go to Molly Salt, so they will run over. Then Girton 2 were caught by Jesus on the first post reach. We've got then LMBC 3 who were caught by Keys. Then something happened, we're not sure, that caused Claire Hall to end up in the bank. They would have then been bumped by Robinson 2, which left the sandwich boat Queens 3 with nought to do to row over at the back of the division.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.